260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City sluggers. Little homies with a dream. Right. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout,
say it.
260 Dugout,
louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
What is going on, everybody? This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Hopefully this week is off to a great start for you. Finally feeling like springtime as I woke up this morning. The sun was out. Hopefully all the rain is out of the way. And we're getting ready to play some baseball. A couple of weeks left in the regular season. And of course, I wanted to start something different this week as we got a jam-packed show this week. Later on, I'll be joined by Luke McDonald, who is a freshman for Taylor University, the Taylor Trojans, the number one ranked team in NAIA right now. And Luke McDonald, a former player, a Leo Lion, already playing great baseball as a freshman at Taylor. Wanted to catch up with him as they're getting ready for that postseason tournament. And also, I went over to GSP Hitting's new facility. Check out the new digs over there at GSP Hitting with my guy Justin Glass and company got over there. And while I was there, I was able to catch up with a couple of top area softball players, Bailey Huth and Hadley West. Hadley goes to Manchester High School in Manchester, Indiana. And Bailey plays for the Northrop Bruins. Both girls are already committed to colleges, so I wanted a chance to get to know them and highlight them in their programs and what's next for them in their college careers as they take that next step after the conclusion of this season. So had a busy week. Also, as we head to this new week of baseball and softball, this week I wanted to do something different and kind of enhance and take my coverage of baseball. As I've been getting out to a lot of games this year, I wanted to take my coverage a little bit to the next level and start doing Game of the Week. The 260 Dugout Game of the Week begins this week and we'll probably continue this through next year. So if you're listening right now and you want to sponsor that, that's a good thing to reach out for. Just hit me up, 260 Dugout everywhere on social media platforms, and we'll go from there. But we're going to do Game of the Week, and not only just being there, but also doing interviews after the game, more pictures, more footage, but mainly, you know, a game recap. A recap after the game and a preview we'll be putting on social media as well for the Game of the Week, enhancing the game and enhancing the game of baseball and softball. So this week, I will be out on Tuesday. I'll be out in Waterloo, Indiana. I'll get a chance to watch the Norwell Knights on the road challenging the DeKalb Barons over at DeKalb High School on Tuesday. So join me. That's the 260 Dugout Game of the Week. That is Tuesday night, Tuesday evening at 5:30. So meet me over in Waterloo for that big matchup. So that begins this week. So without further ado, let's go ahead and play my interview over at GSP Hitting's new facility. Let's talk to a couple softball players, Hadley West and Bailey Huth. And later on, we'll hear from Luke McDonald, former Leo Lion and current Taylor Trojan.
Baseball in Fort Wayne isn't just a game. It's history. From sandlots to stadium lights, the stories of this city live on through the teams, the players, and the fans who never left. That's what we're building at Old Fort Baseball Co. Apparel inspired by Fort Wayne's past, designed for right now. Whether you grew up at the ballpark or you're just finding your love for the game, this is your city. This is your team. Shop the collection at oldfortbaseballco.com.
And this is the 260 Dugout. I am your host, DC Hendricks, over here hanging out at the new facility with GSP Hitting, the fantastic sponsor, by the way. If you want to get that training in, whether it's baseball or softball, you already know who to hit up. I've been telling you about it. He's been telling you about it. We've been telling you on social media. There's only one place to go. That's GSP Hitting, especially if you want to raise that average or just be seeing the ball a little bit better. There's one place to go, and that's my guy, Justin Glass, at GSP Hitting. Also, got the Glass Sports Performance as well. If you want to, you know, get those gains in, get some, hit those weights, they got all kind of stuff for you, training and all that good stuff. So while I'm here, I might have to hop on, make Justin hop on for a minute. He's training a couple of guys, but while I was here, there's a couple star softball players here that I had to drag out of the cage and drag out of here to catch up with. So just to introduce the audience, as I need to get some more softball love on here. You know, we talk a lot of baseball. It's time to get some more softball love. And I know last week I had Abby Robichowski from St. Francis, who just became the home run queen, as I called her, of St. Francis. So I want to talk a little high school softball. So who am I joined with today over here at GSP?
My name is Hadley West. I go to Manchester High School, and I'm a utility.
My name is Bailey Huth. I go to Northrop High School, and I'm a corner infielder.
Wait, Bailey Huth? That's what you said?
Yes.
Okay, that's a familiar name. Yes. What, you got any siblings that might play a little softball?
Yes, I have an older sister, Lex Huth, who goes to St. Francis, and then a sophomore sister, her name's Kendall Huth, and she goes to Northrop also.
That's right. Yeah, that was a name I definitely knew. So you girls seem like best friends. I walk in, you girls are laughing and hanging out together, so I'm assuming you two know each other and have, you know, familiar with each other?
Yep. We've been playing softball since second year 12. So it's been, how many years? Almost like eight?
Yeah.
Six?
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
We moved to Magic together also. So yeah.
Nice. All right. So just, I'm kind of learning a little bit about you. So we'll start with you, Bailey, introducing you to the audience as well. What kind of a ball player are you on the softball diamonds? Describe, you know, your strengths, what you're good at, and what you provide Northrop with.
I feel like I've been a very vocal leader for our team. I give us some good structure in our lineup and just some knowledge as well. Northrop is not a very like softball filled area, obviously. So just being able to provide that to some of the younger girls and people that haven't necessarily played in the past has just been super fun for me. And, yeah.
It's definitely growing, I will say. You know, when I went to high school, back in 2009, say that really quick so nobody heard that. When I went to school back in the day, you know, softball definitely, I feel like it didn't get a whole lot of love, you know, especially like while I was in school, like nobody knew when the softball team played, where I feel like now, like everyone's aware, like it's a lot more, and that's partly why I want to, you know, give my, you know, use my platform to enhance it even a little bit more than it is, because it's growing. You know, you girls are playing great ball too. I mean, we got what, 2-3 teams in the top 25 with Indy Star, with the top softball teams in the state. So Northrop's not one of them, as you said, but it's okay. It's okay. We'll get them there. But it's definitely growing in the area. So just, I guess my question for both of you is, you know, I imagine the game has changed so much for you girls just from since you started playing at 12U. How much has it changed from then to now for you two?
I would say it's gotten a lot of more love. Like, with, like, Athletes Unlimited, like, pro softball now, like, that wasn't a thing. And I think seeing that girl has been really cool.
Yeah, I would agree. I feel like it's just become so much more competitive. Like, mm-hmm. Watching college softball, the girls are bigger, faster. They throw way harder.
Oh, yeah.
There's just, like, they're always leveling up their game. So just seeing that now, and then us obviously going to college next year, it's like we have to keep pushing ourselves to get to that level. Like, we're going to be playing those girls soon. So, yeah.
And you're both seniors?
Yes.
All right. So you just, I guess you alluded to my next question was, so both of you have already committed to universities, two very prestigious softball programs. Bailey, I know you're going to Ball State. Hadley, I know you're going to Providence. Talk about the decision and the process and, you know, coming up with that decision.
I would say my process was, from the beginning, it was kind of frustrating. Ball State was like the first school that I actually felt like a very good connection with, and felt like that process was actually going somewhere, and it was two-sided. It wasn't just me like constantly like reaching out and like wanting a relationship and that stuff. So I feel like they really wanted me for the player that I am and the person that I am, and knew that I could fit into their program. They're very family oriented, and they're looking to build a very strong culture with their newer coaches. And just bringing in some young talent and hoping to build off of that for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I would say in the beginning, it felt like everyone wanted me, and like I was looking at schools in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, it kind of felt like, oh, like these schools would text me to like set up a call and then they wouldn't respond, or like set up a visit and they wouldn't respond. So that was kind of weird. But then when Providence saw me in the fall, it felt like they instantly, like, they were all over me, and it felt like I was wanted. So I think that was, like, going from the Big Ten to the Big East was really cool, too.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, because I cover high school football as well for Indiana Preps. I do a lot of stuff with them, too. And that's one thing I don't like. you know, I'm not going to call out any program specifically, but, like, don't ghost. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. Like, you know, these student athletes put so much time and effort into, you know, trying to make you want them. And then you just contact them to start it off and get them all excited. And then they're just like, don't even say anything. Like, I don't like that stuff. So if you're a college, recruiter, a college coach right now, don't do that. All right. That's automatic, you know. I'll call you out. If I know you're doing it, that's what I'm here for. I'll do it. They can't. I will. So that's awesome, though, that Providence wanted you. And that's what recruiting is all about. I tell all the kids all the time, go to where you're wanted. Okay? It's the same thing. It's all about relationships, right? It's just the same thing. You know, when you're dating, you don't want to be not wanted. You know, it's all the same thing. So I tell all the recruits the same thing. So that's awesome that you both were able to find homes. So how was that able to kind of take, because you committed kind of early, right? Wasn't it even before the season started? Or
I committed in December of 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2024.
So did that take, how was that taking that weight off, you know, not even, you know, kind of getting that out the way before, and that way a senior season, you could just focus on playing ball. How was that?
Yeah, it was a really good feeling. It felt like it took way longer than it did. Mm-hmm. It felt like a year and a half, but I think just being able to know that they wanted me for who I was and knew that I was going to continue to grow was really important to me. And obviously I still had my ups and downs. Like, the growth wasn't over. I just committed. I wasn't signed. I hadn't gone to the school yet. So still knowing that there was a lot of room to grow, but also getting to play more free. And I think that's where me and Hadley kind of grew in that aspect, is like we could finally like take a deep breath and have fun and be more in the moment with everything. So, yeah, I think that was really cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of a question for both of you. So going through this year, as you took that part off your shoulders, what are some things, you know, personally, because I know where you train.
Yeah.
So what are some things you've been working on to prepare not only for this season, but for the next level as well?
Personally, mine has been less about physical things and just more like my mental approach and just being more okay with failing and my confidence in general. I think that's where I've grown the most in the past couple of months, is just like building my confidence. And I put a lot of work in and just finally being able to trust that. I think that's like one thing that Justin and I have continuously talked about, like, since I started here. So just finally being able to see that, especially this high school season, and not think when I go up to the plate and just perform has been,
Yeah, I would agree with everything Bailey said. I've been working on like getting stronger, because I'm like 5'3", so obviously not the biggest, but working on getting stronger and also like being more confident at the plate, like knowing I just need to put a ball in play and like run. So I would say that.
Yeah, well, just to make you feel a little bit better, okay? I did an interview with someone named Ty Lason, okay? He plays at Manchester.
Yeah.
He's like 5'7", okay? 5'7", 140 pounds. Soaking wet on a great day.
Yeah.
He's one of the best pitchers in the conference. Mm-hmm. So size means nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. But I will say that's good that you're working on that. The way you said you're 5'3", you made it sound like you're like the midgets from Wizard of Oz or something. I like 5'3" is a decent height. Okay. So very exciting stuff. So tell me a little bit about your program playing in Manchester, because like, tell me where it's at too. Like, because like I don't know where it's at exactly. Yeah. I haven't been there. So for the audience, I guess just tell us a little bit about where you're from and the town that you're from.
Yeah, okay. So I'm from North Manchester, Indiana. Also, people might know it from like Manchester University. Mm-hmm. But my program, my dad coaches it now. This is his first year, and my dad also helps coach travel ball. So it's been really cool to like get him as a head coach now, and not just like an assistant coach. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely growing. We're very young, so that kind of hurts us a little bit, but getting to play with younger girls and like be a good example and lead them has been really cool too.
That's good. Yeah, so we're here at GSP, you know, just talk to the audience, you know, not really, don't make it like a commercial or nothing like that, but for the audience, you know, there's a reason why I chose GSP and Justin as, you know, a business that I wanted to, you know, be a part of what I'm doing here. And Justin is a big part of it. I'm just a big believer in, him and what he is doing for, you know, all the up-and-coming softball players, all the up-and-coming baseball players. For you as trainees here, describe to the audience what it is and what it's like to train here at GSP.
Yeah, I feel like it's given us a really good place to work. Obviously, I know for me personally, I was driving down to Indy several times a week before Justin came here. So just to have such good quality here and be able to work with him as frequently as I can. And also, like, aside from the training part of it, I feel like there's been so much room for relationships. I know, like, our neighboring schools, like, there's so many girls that go there, and when we play them, like, we're all talking to each other, we're always saying hi, like, we get to help the younger girls out with stuff, which has been really cool. So I just think, like, that open learning environment that he allows us to have has been really cool to have here in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, I would say it's very intense. You're never going to come here and just, like, mess around. Like, you're always going to be pushed. The girls around you or guys around you are always going to be, like, trying to be better than you, trying to be quicker, stronger. And, like Bailey said, the relationships, like, it's really cool because I live, like, an hour away. And someone like Carol, Northrop, like, those girls I, like, did not know. So getting to know them has been really cool and, like, support them.
That's amazing. And so on the softball diamonds, have either of you, like, you know, accomplished anything, like, any, like, you know, all-state nods, anything like that? Because, like, so many times, like, the softball players that play from our area, they go on to college, and then all of a sudden you'll hear, oh, they were an All-American when they played in high school. And it's like, we didn't even know that. Like, nobody's put this in the newspaper. Have either of you, you know, accomplished anything like that on a national level or at the state level or anything?
My sophomore year, I was second team all-state, but...
There we go.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, we would have found that out later and been like, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. And stuff like that. It's, you know, so that's why we have this outlet. So have you seen the sectional draw or anything like that? Have you took a peek at it yet? Who you guys got?
Carol.
Ooh, that's – I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So have you – I'm assuming you played them already this season.
Yes.
How did that go?
It was pretty rough for us. Our numbers are not very good this year. We do have a JV team, which is really good, because in
good,
the past we have not had one. So that's really good, but we don't have necessarily the numbers right now, and we're lacking in a couple positions, but that's where I feel like our team has kind of had to step up. Like, I personally have had to play shortstop, and I never played there before.
Yeah.
It's been really fun, but... Yeah, so we've had to have, like, different people go catch that don't necessarily want to, but taking that role and stepping up and just moving around and trying to be comfortable. And, like, we obviously all have to ask questions, like, just leaning on each other. So, yeah.
It's all good. When I played, because I played at Southside High School, and we always hated it because it felt like every year. It was, like, 3 years in a row we got homestead. First round of sections. So, yeah, that's all I need to say. That's literally all that needs to be said. Everyone that's listening right now, literally everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. So as soon as you said Carol, I'm like, man, that was one of the top of the that's one of the top 25 programs I was talking about earlier. So, hey, you know what? Movies need to be made. So if you girls find a way to win, somebody better be there with that camera ready, because let's go. It can happen. It can happen.
Sure.
Any given day, anybody can be beaten. That's why the games are played. That's why they're not simulated, right? So go Northrop.
Yeah,
I like that.
Go Bruins.
So so Hadley, what about you? Have you took a peek at sectionals or anything
yet?
Yes,
we drew Lewis Cass, and we have yet to play them. But
ooh.
Yeah, last year we played, or we they're in our conference too. We beat them. Like, I think we run rolled them, so we should win. Yeah.
I like that. I like those chances.
Yep.
Let's go Northrop and Manchester. Go in sectionals for softball. Whoa. So. Hadley and Bailey, I appreciate you girls so much for coming on. I'm very excited for you girls. It's only getting started for you. I've seen some highlights, seen some tape. I've been seeing, thanks to Justin and GSP, been seeing a whole bunch of highlights. He shares, like, every time you girls do anything. So I give him a shout out on that, because it's hard, okay? In my position, it's hard to keep up with everybody's highlights and all that stuff. But shout out to Justin for doing that. You girls are just getting started. Bright future ahead. You seem like, you know, great, great young women. And it's only beginning. Providence, Ball State, are they're both getting great athletes, student athletes at the program. And thank you so much, girls, for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom. Tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. Another special edition here as we are digging into the college ranks and the number one team right now in the country and getting ready for another tournament, continuing playing baseball. I've been following them a little bit. We had Jordan Mylott earlier on in the season. Got to highlight him, who's been hitting tanks all year. And Taylor's just looking good, quite simply. Every time I look on social media, they win. So at this point, when I see that they win a game, I'm not even surprised. But someone else that's been, you know, a little bit under the radar, but I wanted to make sure that more people are aware that he's killing it as a freshman, too, with Taylor. You know, we got to always highlight what's going on from the 260 area. And we got to go to from Grable, Indiana. We got a Leo Lyon product here with Luke McDonald joining the podcast. Luke, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
It's awesome to finally have you and finally connect with you. I know life. First of all, that's where we start, man. How's life as a college athlete, a student athlete? How is it for you?
Yeah, life's been pretty good. It's been a pretty smooth transition coming here as a freshman. Just the guys here are great, and it's just a great time here, and they just welcome you very well. And just the amount of relationships and just what we've built here, it's just been pretty cool to see and be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, like I said, number one team in the country. Just talk about, you know, what makes Taylor baseball so special. I know I asked Jordan this question too, but it's like, even since then, I don't know if you guys somehow got better since I even talked to him, which is scary to say. But what makes Taylor Trojans baseball program so special from you?
Yeah, so first of all, I'd say that we're really just a talented group. Like, you look at our lineup 1 through 9, we just have guys who can come through all the time. And even, like, off the bench, we have guys who can are ready to step in and just step up and come through for us. And then you look at our pitchers, and our pitchers are just really good, really deep roster. Just always have someone who can come through when we need them. And then also, like, off the field, I would say, like, when we come to Taylor, like, our number one job is to be a good teammate. And so we really just try to uphold that. And I think we do a really good job of doing that on and off the field and just upholding that and staying true to that.
Yeah, so before you were, you know, playing for Taylor, obviously, as I mentioned, you're a Leo Lyon product. So played for Gary Rogers, one of the most prolific coaches ever in Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. Just so much history with him. You're an All-State product. I think you played 3 years of varsity baseball with Leo. Just looking back, you know, it's not that long ago. I mean, you're a freshman in college, so it wasn't that long ago. But what are some of your favorite memories? You know, high school baseball always has those lasting memories. But what are some of your favorite parts of being a Leo Lyon?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to look at from my high school career and just how a lot of great moments that happened. I think one thing that sticks out to me was that semi-state semifinal, is just hitting that walk-off home run and just being able to come through for my team in high school and just seeing the excitement and joy that brought to everyone and to myself. It just was a great feeling and just something I'll probably remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And so stepping into college, you know, I asked you a little bit how the transition has been. So for those, you know, there's obviously, and I always say this to everybody that goes on to play college from high school in our area, because you become a role model. You know, everybody that plays high school baseball, at least most of them, they want to play at the next level. And so anybody that gets to do that, and especially at an elite level that you have as a freshman, you know, you become a role model. So what advice would you give for those, you know, that are, you know, seniors right now and are maybe already committed to a college, maybe you're trying to walk on somewhere at the next level? What would be some advice you'd give them as they step into that?
Yeah, for sure. I would say just kind of go in like level-minded and just know who you are as a person and just try to be the best person you can be every day and just showing up every day and just putting as much work in as you can and just staying consistent in that work. And I think just finding like a group of people and just like a team and coaching staff that just really wants you. Because you look across college baseball today and there's a lot of negativity like surrounding the recruiting process and just transferring and all that. And just finding a place that wants you and you're just part of a community and a culture that is just positive and just brings a lot of good to it. And just finding good in that and just staying true to yourself is just really important, I would say.
So as a student athlete in college, and I guess my first question, because I know you're huge in academics as well. I think you're very well versed in the academic side as well. So what are you majoring in? And just tell everyone what you're studying right now at Taylor.
So right now I'm a business management major with a sports management minor. And so I'm studying that and taking a lot of business classes and just looking to pursue my career and just something real or just something business wise in that way.
I dig it. Yeah. So what's your, as you, it looks like you're in the car right now as we do this interview. So I'm assuming, and you got your Taylor gear on. I don't know if you're leaving class, leaving practice. What's the schedule like for you guys right now? I know you're getting ready for postseason. What you guys got coming up as a program?
So coming up next week, we start the opening round, and that starts on Monday. Here at Taylor, we are hosting the opening round. So we have 5 teams coming from across the country to play here. And right now, we're just finishing class this week, and then next week, this week, and just going into that, and really just trying to be consistent, just fine-tune things that we need to work on, and just becoming the most, like, tuned and solid team that we can be. And just ready just to make a run and just see what we can really do and what we're made of.
I have to know as well, because during the season, and I actually did get to watch the games against St. Francis early on. You guys put a pounding on St. Francis. But also, you know, Indiana Tech, I believe, is going to be making the trip. What is it like for you being at Taylor, which isn't that far from here, but what is it like playing, you know, those colleges that you grew up in the area around, you know, St. Francis and Indiana Tech? How was that playing them and how was that experience?
It was pretty cool playing these teams around the area and just seeing, like, the amount of talent there is just around the area. And everyone just, like, looks at them like it may look like it's just NAIA baseball. But there's some, like, legit dudes and legit teams, and it's just cool to see those guys and just be able to know some of those guys and just see the talent there is around here. And it's just cool just to be a part of it and just to get involved with that.
So as I mentioned, playing a lot as a freshman, I mean, 30 games you played in, you're hitting 250, which, you know, isn't, you know, people aren't going to be like, whoa, that's, you know, not going to be crazy. But as a freshman, you know, as a baseball guy, it's really impressive that you're hitting. That's still pretty good for a freshman. You still, you know, you're just learning. You're stepping into a whole new world there. And you still got 3 years or so left to play and to get better and grow. So I guess, you know, what are some things, you know, as this season, you know, kind of concludes, what are some things that, you know, that you have on your checklist that maybe you're going to be working on a little bit to prepare for that sophomore year?
Yeah, I'd say overall this year it's been great to get opportunities and just have the coaches that believe in me just to step in there and just see what I can do and try to come through for them. I think over this, like, off season, I really just want to work on just becoming more consistent as a hitter and just continue just to pound that and just in all aspects of that, just continue to be consistent and just improve. And working with GSP and Justin Glass has been doing a great job of that. And just overall, just becoming the most consistent fielder and better player every day.
I love the shout out. That's the sponsor. So I'm all, look, anytime we can get a sponsor shout out and give them some extra love, I appreciate it. Yeah. Just, I'm actually going over to the new facility after we get done recording this to do a couple of interviews. So yeah, shout out Justin and GSP Hitting for sure. So I'm very excited for you, man. I'm looking forward to seeing how the tournament plays out. I know you guys have been doing really well throughout the season. So hopefully you cap it off with even more dubs, and I've enjoyed your freshman year. I mean, as the season wraps up, you're getting ready to wrap up here in a couple of weeks, your freshman season as a college athlete. For this year, what are some of your, you know, the good and bad that you've dealt with for this season as a freshman?
Yeah, so I think a lot of good, being the number one ranked team, just being able to lead some games a lot of the time just with wins, and just really fun to win, and you can't get bored of it. And so it's been really good just to be a part of that winning culture and just making these new friends and relationships with all these guys that were just so tight and friendly together. And say there's been a little bit of down, just not performing like exactly the way I want to have, and there's more room to grow and continue just to work on and get better. And so I just like want to continue getting better and to become the best I can be, the best teammate, the best person, just there so I can perform for the people next to me and just for the coaches and for everyone.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, keep your head up. Freshman, you're playing ball every day. You're a contributor, so definitely keep your head up. You got a long process ahead of you, and I believe, you know, definitely brighter days ahead. So very excited for you. One final question. You know, it's got to feel good, too, playing for this program that I think, in my opinion at least, has a lot of Fort Wayne, at least, area love. I know there's Drew Graff from Norwell's on there. You got, like I said, Jordan Malott, a couple of other guys. Do you have any, like, close bonds with any of the other Fort Wayne guys? And how has that helped you with this transition with having so many Fort Wayne guys on?
Yeah, it's been great just to be able to go to college and just already know some people. Like, my roommate is Drew Graff, and we're just great friends, and we grew up playing travel ball together a little bit. And so that's been just great just to have that connection here and just some of the other guys, just seeing Jordan from Carroll, and just seeing, we also have Sam Glad from Columbia City, just people that I like growing up playing against and playing with, and just really cool to all come together for one team and just for one goal. And we're all like-minded, just wanting to win.
Yeah. I mean, I can say good luck because Taylor's close enough, but Indiana Tech is, you know, that's the local team, man. I got to go. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing. That was a lucky guess. I had no idea that Drew was your roommate. So that was, that just happened to be the name that I brought up. So, hey, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season for you guys at Taylor, you as well. And look forward to, if you ever come over to GSP, let me know so I can come, you know, meet you in person, man. I'm a big fan of what you're doing. And just keep doing what you're doing. I'm excited for the future for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Take care, okay?
You too. Thank you. Appreciate it.